Hi, ho everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. In today's episode, we discuss everything from OnlyFans. That's right.
We miss you, Azul. We don't have little Azul today. Okay.
Blue is not here. Talk about anything from there to a new Pokemon Direct, Fortnite copying Among Us, new Call of Duty, gym things, Rob's new journey that he'll be setting upon soon, questions and answers, and other things that we didn't plan to talk about, but we did anyway. That's the GG Over Easy podcast.
It's a perfect podcast.
Mwah. Well, 99%. It would have been perfect if Blue was here, but.
Agreed. Well, 66.666, we're repeating, of course. He brings the other 33%.
Yeah, so. Hopefully you enjoy the 66.66, repeating of course, podcast episode. Let's get into it. Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 97.
We're really almost there.
All right, it's 90s. We're really close to 100. That way I can't mess this up.
We're really close.
We're really out here.
That's when we hit syndicate, right? That's when we like.
Yeah.
That's right? Isn't that what they say?
We get our gold.
Star?
Whatever the. Platinum, we hit platinum, whatever, on the charts. I don't know.
That's when we can illegally allow to sell NFTs.
Yeah.
That's when we can sell NFTs, is when we hit 100 episodes.
We finna act up.
Catch me in an NFT with a Patriots jersey on and then one in a different jersey, and everyone's like, whoa, I got this one.
We'll sell fan cam NFTs. How about that?
No.
I saw Bless got his own fan cam this morning. Very exciting.
Oh, that's a big feeling. When you get a fan cam, that's a good feeling. We like fan cams here. Because it just shows someone out there put way too much effort into something that is
it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Just meme. Yeah,
it's a wholesome thing. Like, they didn't spend time making a mean thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. But as you know, I've been drinking water.
You always drink water, though.
Right. But of course, and I've always kind of known this, it's always like too much of anything can kill you, you know? And in this case, it's like drinking this much water without like salt or electrolytes or whatever can be bad, and then a lot of it's not processed, and you pee all the time. I don't know.
Did you put some salt in that or something?
No, but electrolytes. Oh. Well, the problem was a while ago I knew this, and I got this like electrolyte powder that you just put in water, and it's supposed to be non-flavored, but it just tastes like butts. It was very noticeable, and it made me not want to drink
water. Right now?
Not far enough.
You're not making your deadlines right now?
Well, and the thing too is, like, I think technically with this bottle, you're supposed to fill it at 7 a.m., like up to here, but I fill all the way to the top.
Oh,
so okay. I'm kind of like, I think technically I'm about on par.
Dude, you want to?
But then I also
bad?
Knock out a whole bunch when I work out.
I haven't. The Brita has been low these past couple days. I have been a sody monster these past.
Hey,
all the gains that I have gained, dude. I haven't been on the Peloton in like 3 weeks, I'd say, bro.
Your rider's waiting for you, man.
Dude, I know Cody and Alex have got to be upset at me. You know, I haven't shown up.
Rob, where you at?
I haven't shown up to class in a minute, and it's upsetting. And like, I think all the gains I possibly gained back from the gym, gone. I am back 100 episodes later, back where I was in episode one physically, and I hate it.
It's a roundabout. I don't think you're all the way back there.
Dude, it's pretty bad. Episode 100.
It's coming back. You're getting the scale back out.
I'm doing it. I'm getting the scale back out. That's what we're going to have a scale off. From what I started on episode one, we're going to find out what I am at episode 100.
And that's what you are now. Well, to be fair, you know, muscle does weigh more than fat. And you certainly have more muscle. That's right. Let them know.
Bitch.
Let them know, Rob. Okay.
What you want? It's still here.
Okay.
Look at that little tricep back here.
I see that. I see that coming out to play. Okay.
That was always like my really big embarrassment thing in high school and like college. Yeah, I just don't have I just have an arm. You know what I mean? Like when you put your arm out, you see definition. With me, it's just arm.
I mean, kind of.
No, look at that bump back down there. Yeah, see, like, look at that. Like, you see this right here? I do that arm, just more arm. You know what I mean? It just makes it more of an arm. So
that's
the fact, like,
we're all different.
I just have little bony arms. Yeah, but I'm going to get back into it. So we're going to weigh myself at episode 100 to see what I compare to when I weighed myself then. Yes. I haven't weighed myself in like a year and a half. Because that's how long it's been since I went to the gym.
Do you not have a little scale?
I mean, we do. It just doesn't have batteries.
Wow. I guess you have to get some batteries.
Shit.
Well,
and it's triple A's. Like, I don't got triples.
Yeah, who just has triples laying around?
Yeah, like, if it's double, I'll just take it out of the controller real quick, you know?
To be fair, I haven't run through batteries on a long time, because when I was a kid, it was candy, you know? Your Xbox 360 controller lasted about 2 hours on 2 AA's. You're always... And then we'd run out, and then I'd take them out of the TV remote, because I wouldn't have anything. My mom's like, "Who took the batteries out of the remote?" But I don't know, that's weird.
You know how every kid had like one controller that was just a broken piece of shit?
Uh-huh.
When we were growing up, you know how 360 controllers, like when they had the batteries, it had that little case that kind of held the batteries in?
Yeah.
But that was very breakable. Like that could vary when you threw those fuckers. Cause like, you know, like, come on.
Of course. Right.
When I wouldn't know
as a kid, I didn't realize they're in either structural integrity was as weak cause I didn't throw them, but
yeah. Oh, I did. And so those things would break, and when those would break, you couldn't put batteries in them anymore, or like the slightest kind of movement, the controller would like pop out and all the batteries would fall, and then I'd be like, oh my God. So like, I remember one, like, and then if the batteries died, changing the batteries was always a pain. Like those 360 control that people don't remember how bad AA battery controls.
Well, I had those in Turtle Beaches that also had batteries. So I
and
was
the
just
Rockies game.
I was a bat. Yeah. Well, that was the Astros. I actually didn't have a problem with that until I wore the Astros.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Disclaimer. I'm sure we've told this, but you probably, what the fudge are you talking about? Back when I did high school, whatever, playing Xbox, I got some Astros because the first headset I ever got, well, obviously I used the little 360 like tele whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just
like, yeah, it looks like I'm ready to take some phone calls. And that's all I had for the longest time. Yeah. And so after like one or two Christmases, my parents get me a Turtle Beast for Christmas. Like, it wasn't anything crazy, but it had 3D audio, or actually just like stereo audio. And so I put that on. I was like, what? It's like a whole new game. And then fast forward, you know, I was sweat lord thinking that one day I'd be an MLG. You know what's scary, Rob, is, you know, if we'd rewinded, well, if that was us nowadays, we would be those like sweat lords in D2 Crucible thinking like it's going somewhere, you know?
I would not be in D2. I would not. I'd probably be like in Valorant or something like that.
That's true.
Is probably what I would be playing.
The point is, we were like those people. The people, yeah. I'm like, dude, stop sweating. Like, just let me vibe.
Like, relax.
I was,
man,
that kid. Yeah, I was that kid. Relax. Out there fighting for my life every
20
game.
Grand isn't on the line, kid. Like, yeah. Relax.
So, like, I was always like, I want all the peripherals MLG players have. And of course, they had Astros. And so, for one Christmas, like 2 years later or whatever, I got Astros. And couldn't wear them. One, they hurt my head. I have a very delicate head. But two, I picked up baseball games in my head.
Yeah.
So like,
I'll never forget it. You would hear, we would be playing. And then you could just faintly hear. You know when like someone's watching TV in the background in Discord. So when they talk, it's like kind of like,
yeah,
it catches the feed of the TV.
Yeah.
Whenever you talk, it'd be like, all right, Arenado up here batting up 2-3. I'm like, he's one shot, and then, and he's out. I'm like, what the? Who is watching a game right
well,
now?
Well, the funniest like, thing too is, for like months probably, I always thought it like, finally, eventually, I was like, okay, who's listening to baseball right now? Because it got to a point where it's like, I'm over. I can't take this anymore. Like, who is listening to baseball? Like, no one. And that's when I realized, wait a second, this entire broadcast I hear all the time is just stuck in my headphones. It's just me. And because of some weird, the cable they had with the transistor, I don't know, but for whatever reason, I was picking up AM frequencies.
Yeah.
And specifically, it was like almost always Colorado Rockies games. It just drove me crazy. And I like messaged them about it, and they're like, easy fix. Go to Radio Shack and get this thing. Got that thing. Didn't help. And then they're like, well, you're out of luck. So I'm like, sick.
Then you got Sennheiser. Then your parents bought you Sennheisers.
No, well, what happened later? I think I just went back to my Turtle Beaches. And then...
did you return them or no?
I couldn't return them. And then every headphone after that, I think I bought myself. Because I wore those until college, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the story about Astros. With the water,
yeah,
bringing it back. So I've been trying again, and I do like one little scoop, and it's just enough that like you can tell something's off with the water, but it's okay and you can drink it. But I tried doing like the recommended scoop, man, and it's like butts. Like I was like, Claire, drink this. Like, what is... she's like, what? Just drink this. She's like... I'm like, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? She's like, yeah. And it's... the problem is because... same thing as, like, if I were to do, like, flavoring, you know? Like, if I put it in a gallon jug, it's just going to taste like really watered down something. It's going to be gross. So that's the problem.
Well, when I was playing soccer at the time, my dad would try and make me drink, like, this glass of, I don't know what, but they were essentially electrolytes and supposed to get you
electrolytes and kale.
Like
it's cocaine.
And it did it just pissed me off. Like, drink this. And it was literally like this, like orange juice powder electrolyte. It was the most, that's why I will not drink like anything like Mio, it may be sometimes. I'll put a little Mio shot. But that's because my parents just have Mio. And I don't get Mio, like, from the grocery store or anything like that.
Well, I'm back on my Crystal Light grind.
Oh, Crystal Light?
It's like light Crystal Light or whatever, to where there's, like, zero sugar or whatever and calories. But because Because like you.
Is that what you got in there now?
No. Oh, no. I don't do it in this thing. It would taste terrible.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, like with dinner, 16 ounces, you put a little flavor in them. Because, like you, I have also been struggling with soda recently, which is a rarity, you know? Like, on and off the wagon. And to be fair, I mean, for pretty much last decade, I've been off soda for like 7 years of the 10. But then sometimes, you know, that's why I have an addictive personality, and that's why I know to stay away from like one soda, dude. It was like around my wedding or whatever, because it's like, oh, it's here. Like, I'll just have one soda. Next thing you know, I'm an addict. Okay. Yeah, that's how it happens. So
before you know, you're like, you're editing, you have like the headphones on, they have two sodas here. Oh, yeah. Straw.
Yeah. It was a step away from that. And so I'm trying to get off it again.
And what soda have you been drinking? What have been your sodas of choice?
Well, I've tried not to buy them myself because, well, then I would. If I would, I'd go out and buy some Pibs. But Claire has... Well, the sad thing, too, is so from that engagement dinner or whatever... Or not engagement dinner.
Oh, you guys just have soda. Yeah.
the rehearsal dinner before the wedding.
Yeah.
We, like, literally, no one was taking them. So we had to take, like, buckets of soda home. And I was telling people, like, take this, please. Because if you don't...
Yeah, let's pack the C250 Mercedes that's over there that clearly can't fit all of that.
I was like, if you don't, if you don't take this, that means I'm going to drink it. I'm not strong enough. And not enough people took soda. So, yeah, we had, like, probably, like, 100, at least 100 cans. Yeah.
You guys tried... I think we took some.
Yeah, and it was still, I was sitting here like, what the fudge are we going to do with all this? And so we still have like half of them. There's still just so much. But so we had like Coke and Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and all this kind of stuff. And so just slowly, yeah. And so if I go, I'll choose Coke usually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then that just started creeping up on me. And so now if I get the hankering for it, I try and, because then it's just like, I try and solve the issue by just giving my mouth a different flavor.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, here's some flavored water. Mmm, flavor. But also not bad. Because I was looking at it yesterday too. I was like, okay, well, what if I just drink like one can today? It can't be that bad. It's only like 150 calories. And then every time I look, I forget just how bad it is. It's like 78 grams of sugar. Like 75% hey, of your
round that up to 80.
75% of your daily intake. Like, oh my!
If I hadn't cleaned my office, dude, I'm not kidding you. It was like an XQC desk, like or about, Asmongold.
I was just saying Asmongold.
Like Asmongold has, but his is like large Coke Wendy's.
His is like, yeah, they're like big gulps, like just everywhere.
But like, I've had so like I got this is how desperate I was, bro. I was really it was bad. It was like 9 o'clock, and I had eaten dinner, and I had no sodies. And I call them sodies because there's this show called, like the 600 Pound Sisters or something.
Oh yeah,
and she goes like, how many sodas do you drink? And then she goes like, she's like, I call them sodies. And so she goes, okay, so, how many sodies do you think you have in a drink in a day? And she goes like, probably like 12, and she goes, why is that? Why so many? And she goes, well, because my mother used to say a diet soda after having sugar would cancel out. So if you had sugar and a diet soda, it canceled out. And like the doctor's face. So like after that, I was like, okay, you know what? In order for me not to drink sodas, I'm going to call them sodies now because it's going to make me feel bad about myself. And let me tell you, that didn't help. It's done the opposite. I drink sodies all day.
As you see, how's that working for you?
Like, so like, I got so desperate. It was like 9:30, and I'm like, I need. You're a over fucking there, soda. Like, but I can't because I'm watching a movie, and you know, I'm chilling. So I'm not gonna drive and go to the grocery store.
Did you dash specifically from like 7-Eleven?
Yeah, dude, dashed a 7-Eleven order, and I almost got taquitos too because the taquitos are bang. No. This is what I did. You know when you DoorDash and it's like, hey, there's an option if you want them to stop off at 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah,
that's what I did, bro. I actually made this dude stop off at 7-Eleven.
Like, no additional delivery fee. Order from 7-Eleven next 10 minutes. I've never done that. I guess it works.
I said, give me that. And then, like, I was sitting there because I was like, all right, I got a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper and a 12-pack of Mountain Dew. And I was sitting there just going, like, am I about to order these taquitos with what I already DoorDashed, you know? And I didn't
act up. Okay.
Yeah, I did not. So I've been cranking down on these sodies for like since the last podcast. Sydney's been on a 2-week backpacking trip in Oregon with her girlfriends. So I've just been home alone, drinking sodies apparently.
yeah, instead of like a sad picture all alone with a beer, you're sitting there with your sodies.
And so like yeah, so dude, in a week I drank 24 sodies.
That's a lot of sodies.
By yesterday.
That's over 3 a day.
We recorded Friday, right?
Yeah.
Like the last podcast. Okay. I went grocery shopping that's when I did the sody order. Was that Friday night? Because we didn't have any sodies. That's when I did the sody order. So I drank 24 sodas in about a week. And I was like, so not even a week, 6 days, because I went grocery shopping yesterday. And I knew I was out of sodies. So I went grocery shopping, not specifically for sodies, because I was like, I drank 24 sodies in 6 days. I'm not doing it anymore. And what did they have at the grocery store waiting for me? Mountain Dew Voltage, the greatest soda of all time. No. And it's never there. So what did I do? I grabbed 2 of those motherfuckers. And I
yup.
I grabbed the last 2 Voltages and I said, shut up, Rob. You're drinking your sodies. So I'm a caffeine addict, and once I'm done with these Voltages, which will probably be by next week, I am retiring from. I'm going to attempt to retire from sodies and get back on my grind.
Good luck.
And that's once episode 100 hits, you know. So I got 2 weeks to be a piece of shit. So once episode 100 hits, we'll weigh in myself, and then I'm getting back on that grind. You know what?
Hold on. In the throes.
Kind of stall for a second. You know.
Okay, I'm stalling. Fruit.
You know, why not start?
Oh, okay. Oh. Rob's over here with his barbell.
Just have it between my desk right here.
What are you cranking there? Is that 35? What do you got in the size there? 5?
245s, 2 plates.
Not casually curling 130. Nice. 135. Okay.
Just get some 21s in right now. You know, dude, why wait? You know, what's my excuse?
All right, I have been seeing a personal trainer. I don't remember if I mentioned that. Because
yeah, you said your back fucked up. Is your back good now?
Oh yeah, last week too. What was that? Oh yeah, that was the day before we recorded the podcast, right? Yeah, my back.
Yeah, you're on drugs.
Yeah. It's vibing again. We'll see how long that lasts. Still no answers. That's cool. But yeah, the back's all right now. So I went back to the gym after a couple days. And I've been seeing a personal trainer. Yeah, I mentioned that, I guess. Because I had all these sessions and COVID happened. And you would think they're like, hey, we'll extend how long you can use them. But no. So I came back and they're like, yo, you got like 2 months to use all these. And I have a lot. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I have a lot.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, start cranking them. So been seeing this guy. And it's been really nice because I always enjoy learning. And like I learned a lot the last time I had a personal trainer, but that was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it's interesting, too, even now, because like the way health science works and stuff, too, like we're still learning so much. So even the stuff I thought I knew in a couple years ago has changed. And then I try and keep up with some of the stuff myself as well.
Well, I saw you message Darkness and you asked if he works out on an empty stomach. Are you now working out on an empty stomach?
No. I wouldn't recommend it if it works for him. The only problem is
me.
I like to work out earlier in the morning, but the only problem I didn't was because I wasn't able to get something in my stomach because I don't know why. My body can no longer just eat. Unless I've been awake for a couple hours, otherwise I get really nauseous. So I tried to do some like fasted workouts, whatever. Long story short is you can do them, but you're not going to get as much out of them. Like literally, like imagine you're on a road trip. You got half a tank of gas, you got a full tank of gas. How far do you, like, who do you think is going to go farther? And
that's his car you're fucking driving.
That's, yeah, that's true. This
you're
is a Hummer.
Ferrari. So you're he's a Ferrari, baby.
You burn bright and burn fast. So yeah, no, I still prefer to get. And the thing too is, you also don't just want to eat anything. You want to eat something that actually is going to help give you energy and stuff. Like, you don't just eat cereal before you go work out. Like, that's not going to do much good for it.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal would be good. That's why I do my protein French toast every morning. Still,
you're still on that.
Still on that grind.
That's wild, man. Like, just every morning.
I'm a creature habit, man.
Yeah.
If I like something. So been going though, and we've been doing. I've been getting my butt kicked, and I think the most weight I've picked up in the past 2 weeks has been like 8 pounds.
Now,
it's rough.
Is this personal trainer like a? Like, all right, these are the workouts. I'm going to go off to, like, over here and, like, kind of just watch the side and kind of just, like, critique. Or is it one of those, like, like what are you doing? Like,
no.
Or, like, okay.
Or,
like, a good in-between kind of.
Yeah, I guess if I wanted, I could ask. I could have gotten, like, one that's, like, more motivational or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wanted one new programs, and I wanted to just have more knowledge and exercises in my repertoire for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going through a whole progressive overload. So we're starting with stability work, which is about 3 weeks. Then we're going to move into activation and then like regular strength and then hypertrophy. It'll all be a couple weeks.
I knew like two of those words.
Well, so stability is...
That's the one I knew.
Yeah. That's like, for instance, somebody new goes to go bench press, you know?
Stability.
Very good, Rob. I mean, that's a lot of balance, too. But that works with stability. And so in that case, what you were actually activating were your ankle stabilizers.
Jeez, dude, that hurt my knee. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah,
knee.
Watch out. So, yeah, like somebody new comes to do a bench press and they sit there and they're holding the bar and they're like shaky McGee, like coming down. And it's not like very fluid. That's your stabilizer. You have stabilizers all over your body. But so like in that case, your like chest or shoulder stabilizers, for instance, aren't worked as much. And you're so shaking all over the place. Point is to get those to a good spot. And for the most part, like I thought I had good stabilizers. But there's always more you can work towards. That's for sure. So yeah. We're working on that. And the good thing, too, is having stabilizers helps prevent injuries. Like, because if you're not working that, especially that's also why I recommend, and a lot of people recommend, you stay away from machines. Some machines is good, but the problem with machines is they stop you from recruiting a lot of stuff like stabilizers. They also lock you into a motion, and not everybody's the same.
I was like, don't machines too, like your body just kind of gets used to the motions that you're always kind of doing?
Well, yeah, because you're not having to fire stabilizers, so you're not recruiting as much. Again, everybody's body isn't the same, so like this might be like the average chest press machine that works for this, but maybe you need different grip or a different thing, and you can do that with free weights. Get it, Rob. There you go. Nice pec fly, pec deck. I love it.
Ah! That hurt.
So yeah, you always want to go free weights because it works. You build muscle quicker. It works everything. It's great. So anyway, stabilizers, working on that, and it's just been, it's been
glad your
terrible.
Back's not messing up though. That's good.
Yeah, but so every workout is 18 to 20 reps, and it's like you don't even really have to use weight, and a lot of it's time under tension. So like.
Yeah.
For instance, I'm trying to think of like one more count. I'll do like a split squat body weight, but it's 2 seconds, 2 seconds into it, 1 second pause, and then 4 seconds on the descent. So 4 seconds on whatever the descent is. That is a wide stance squat, not a split squat. There we go. Very nice.
Oh,
you can just like
hit. I hate lunges. Hate lunges.
But yeah, it's just been pooping on me, and I love it. Feels so good being sore.
When I had a personal trainer, he probably like, I don't know. It depends on the kind of personal trainer. I remember going like, he was like the first day we worked out, he was like really following me and like telling me what to do. And it was the next day. And I was like, hey man, I was like, I know you know what you're doing. And I was like, just show me how to do it one time. And that's it. I was like, and then just give me my workouts. I was like, that's all I need to know. And I was like, and then I'll do them. I was like, if you are here telling me what to do, I won't do it.
That's so fair. Well,
that's
yeah.
how I have to.
I mean, I'm the same way. It's like,
once I had bad soccer coaches, like, that's why.
Once I have a program, I'm pretty good. But also, I've been using them to always check form. Because no matter how long you do it, and the problem too
I'm 10 for 10 on form every time, every single hour.
That's insane. I could already tell you with your squat, the problem with your squat, even this little lunge there. I saw, but that's not
those are, hey, my knees, all right? My knees, yeah, all right? It's, it is a lot of
I'm not warmed
soccer.
Up.
I played soccer like 3 weeks ago, right? Give me a fucking break.
But the problem is, first off, your body has muscle memory. And so your body is like, if you're only doing it, your brain's firing and telling you this is normal. But, you know, for somebody else, it might not be. It's just because it's what your body's used to. And it's also a lot harder to see those things when you're doing yourself. Like, I could look at somebody and be like, I see so many problems with your form. And I could be doing the same thing, but it's so much harder to be able to critique yourself. So it's really nice to have an outside perspective. Because, like, for me, for instance, my body is more inclined to have a narrow stance. And it's I don't even notice it because it feels normal. And then when I bring my legs out to, like, a normal stance, it almost feels weird just because my body's not used to it. So you have to get it adjusted to that. But
well, I'll understand those pains back at episode 100. We're still here at 97 where we talk about video games. But speaking of gyms, I'm actually not going to talk about video games yet. As you guys can see, I am in my New England Patriots Tom Brady jersey. That's because it's fantasy week, bitches.
Actually, that cam work. There was that picture of Bill Belichick in the
yeah, dude, fucking getting his pump on. Yeah. I think he had like 845s on each side. So like,
yeah, the bar was bending.
A light 555, I think, was what he was doing. But he had great form. Head looking up to the ceiling, chest up, like he was looking good. Not bending the back. I'd have
going
to see what his
back.
Feet look like. But he looked great. And so this is kind of what we're talking about working out. So we have a last place punishment that's happening this year. I almost got last, so I don't have to do it.
Nice. Would you get second last?
Yes, I got 11th. It was a bad year.
Like point differential, how close was it?
I think I think I had a game on him. I think I went like 4-10 last year, and I think he went 3-11.
Yeah, how do you do a tiebreaker?
You go points for and points against, like however many points you scored, and like however many points you had against you, and then whatever that comes out to average. So our last place punishment this year is you have to do 10 of the NFL draft combine events before the draft. So Caleb has to do like the bench. He has to bench 245, see how many times he can do that. He has to do a vertical jump. He has to do a vertical kind of thing. And then we put his stats up against every other NFL player.
See where he's getting recruited.
Yeah. And then I'm also having me and Blake edit our voiceovers. We're like recording it and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to post it on my YouTube channel. And that's what our last place punishment is you have to do the NFL draft combine.
Is it bad that like I kind of want to do that?
Like, I mean, if you want to. Yeah, he has to. And then like the big bet at the end of the day is people are taking the over or under. If Caleb can beat Tom Brady's 40 time, which was a 5.28.
I always remember watching it.
It
wasn't his best. Brady's not known for his run.
If Caleb can beat that, that's like what the big event is. And
has he been practicing at all? Or
oh, probably not. I don't think so.
I'm taking Brady's definitely better time.
Oh, you think over 5.28 is Caleb's time?
The over.
I think so too. I don't. No way he beats the under there. Like, Caleb, I don't think you realize that 5.28 is actually like a decent pace.
That is an active in shape.
I work out pretty much all the time. And let me tell you, I don't think Caleb does. I mean, unless golf is considered exercise. So, and then he's also like, I'm also going to need a spot on 245 bench. And I was like, Caleb, you'll be fine. We're not spotting you. Like, they don't spot people in the NFL. Like,
I hope you just don't, like, don't drop it, man.
I have to sign a liability form and everything. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. So that's why I'm in this jersey, and it's fantasy week. And you're actually going to participate in the fantasy league.
Not that one. But
yeah, not this one. This one is full of sharks.
I'm going to the Weenie Hut General.
Yeah, we made a Weenie Hut General League where people can kind of learn how to play fantasy football, who are like casual football fans that do want to dip their toe in. So we have you, Shark, and Arios. Arios is pretty good at fantasy, but
A couple sharks in here, but that's okay.
But I'm not going to like even try. Like, I'm just going to kind of.
What are we going to do a punishment thing?
Maybe if the league wants to do that.
I'm thinking something we casual, already figured out, like
yeah, there's like a draft a leg order. Or get a tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, something light. That's what some leagues do. Like, there's one league that, like, the winner gets to decide what the loser gets tattooed on.
Yeah. I would never. A million. Yeah. If that was the stipulation, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
Sick.
But, yeah, I'm really excited. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend, getting boozed up and playing fantasy football.
You know who else is getting boozed up?
Who?
All the top 1%ers on OnlyFans, because they're having to come to the realization. You like that?
That's a good segue.
OnlyFans announced that they are prohibiting sexually explicit content on their platform. Yeah.
Which is sad. I feel bad because like, that's what they build up their like business on, and then they just ditch them.
Which you're probably like, wait a second, OnlyFans, isn't that like sex site? Like, yeah, exactly. That's what everyone thinks about it as. Well, there's some caveats to it and everything. Regardless, it's a pretty interesting thing because this reminds me of when Tumblr, right? Yeah, Tumblr was like, yo, we're banning porn. Except that was pretty much the reason Tumblr was still alive, and now Tumblr's
dead. I thought it was just nudity that they were banning, just in general, not specifically porn. Because isn't porn like specifically porn like sex, right? Like,
I have no idea.
Oh, because I think there is like a difference between the actual.
Like it was kind of the same thing, like any NSFW content, essentially.
Yeah.
And so people are like, all right, well, Tumblr's dead.
I think I read somewhere where the OnlyFans, they can still post nudes, correct? It's just not.
So they specified it, and we'll have to wait for more clarification to like fully understand what exactly it means, but like sexually explicit content. So they had a list of stuff. But as far as we can tell, like just like nude photos or something that, you know, most OnlyFans people are known for should be okay. But it looks like once it gets into like weird kink stuff, or I think like a big part of what they're trying to do is make sure there's no minor content on there, which I assume was already against terms of service, but they're making it known because evidently the whole problem right now is payment processors. So banks and stuff are like, we're not going to work with you because of, you know, the risks and liability. And
I didn't know banks could do that.
And a lot of advertisers are the same way. They're like, this is too risky. Like, we don't know. And essentially, apparently, that's what was happening with Tumblr. They were having problems with payment processors or whatever. So they're like, okay, well, we'll make this.
You could get paid off of Tumblr at a point?
Somehow they were making money. I don't know. Or I think it might have been maybe the ads. I have no idea. But it was something very similar. And so they're like, okay, well, we'll prohibit this stuff. And so now everybody's up in arms.
This might be a stupid question. Can you do Patreon then? Or is Patreon pretty like... because I have a Patreon level that has been... so don't tell me.
Well, I think Patreon, the reason most people went to was because of their business practices. And I believe like their revenue split and stuff. Like OnlyFans was better for the creator.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas like Patreon was taking more or whatever. And so I don't know if that is the case. Maybe there'll be a mass exodus back to Patreon. Yeah. But as it stands, it's just an interesting headline to see.
Yeah, it's really sad too. Because like, I mean, they built OnlyFans off of that. And for them to be now like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out. Like, we're not going to figure it out for you. You figure it out. Like, we're going to put that onto you. And I feel bad for those. Mostly women, I would assume.
I'm sure they're affected by this. They're dudes, but
absolutely. But it just sucks.
Like even I think of it. Like I know there are other, there probably is other content on OnlyFans, but all I know is like sexually explicit content.
And like maybe this will like, who knows? Maybe this will make Pornhub do something, or you know, or like maybe like you know.
I feel like Pornhub
has like a great social media presence. Like they're always kind of memeing and shit.
But I feel like the problem is always. Well, like that's payment? What people are talking about. Yeah, it's like someone is like, okay, well now there's a void. Let me now make the next OnlyFans, but then you're going to run into the same problem if it is this whole.
So what is it? Banks can just determine like, hey, we'll process that or we won't process that, really?
Yeah. And people were talking about how stupid it is.
I didn't know that before this. I didn't know a bank could like just legally be like, we're not going to.
Well, and so that's why people are like, if only there was a
centralized thing,
currency that isn't like, centralized by certain governments like crypto, but obviously crypto has its own problems too, and not everybody has that. And then just the amount of time it takes to process crypto exchanges and stuff is a whole other thing.
Taxes on crypto and all that too. Like if you made an OnlyFans with like a cryptocurrency and like the exchange rate on that crypto and all that kind of stuff, it would just be so confusing.
Well, like I feel for those creators because to them that's their livelihood. Absolutely. I feel the same way. Like imagine tomorrow I woke up and YouTube's like, you can no longer monetize video game.
Or Twitch is videos. Taking 70% and you get 30% now. Like,
and then it's just like, well, what can you do?
Yeah, and that's exactly how I feel. It's just like I feel so bad for those creators. Like it's just now what do I do? And it sucks that OnlyFans puts it on the creators to figure it out rather than
just having, like Twitch. What?
Yeah. Seriously, it's so stupid.
But that was
canceling your OnlyFans plan, Mr. Fruit? Is that
I was just getting ready for the launch.
Nail in the coffin.
Yeah, now gonna have to maybe rethink some stuff.
So we'll catch you on Twitch.
No more lewds. Yeah. So just catch me back on Twitch. As far as other things controversial that came out recently this week, Fortnite Among Us. Among Us Fortnite. Yeah. Fort Us. Among Night. Yikes. So.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, Fortnite released a limited. Is it a limited time mode or can you pretty much play this whenever?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just a new mode in creative.
It's a new mode in creative called Agents? Oh, it's just called Imposters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay, so and basically now you 10 of your friends spawn in a
up to
I would say
well
ship.
At least seen apparently maybe up to 12. We're not sure.
Okay,
we thought it was 8. Remember?
Yeah. So up to 10 or 12, we don't know, of your friends. There's a ship and there are tasks around the ship that you can do. But two of the people are not what they say they are. Yes, those are what you would call imposters.
No.
Now, if this sounds familiar, no, it is not Among Us. It's Fortnite. All right.
It's Fortnite.
It is literally pretty shameless.
Oh, it's incredibly shameless. Because
that's the world we live in, man. If you have like, something that's popular, someone's gonna just rip it off.
The thing is, it's pretty funny, and I mean, we had a good time playing it. Just the fact that you could be ridiculous characters and all the emotes and stuff made it funny. And all the pointing and stuff. So it was funny, but I mean, there's a bigger issue at hand, so for those that don't know, Inner Sloth, the people that make Among Us found out about this when we did. When they announced it and like, hey, you can play it now. That's when the Among Us developers figured it out. And so they were kind of hurt they never reached out. Like, we could have collabed or figured something out. But instead, they didn't. And the thing, too, is, like, there's been interviews with some of the developers at InnerSloth. And they're like, we purposely didn't try and copyright or, you know, like, capitalize the mechanics and gameplay of Among Us to allow the freedom and, you know, other people to do it. But it's different when, like, Fortnite comes out, does it. Way bigger company. And on top of that, it's so shameless because...
Yeah. It's like, we follow these rules when we make our games. Why don't they? You know what I mean?
Somebody showed, like, a map of Skeld, for instance, and then put up the Fortnite map. and they like switched like electrical and like storage, whatever. But aside from that, like if you looked at it, like it's not even that day. Like it's scaled.
Yeah. At first I was like, that's not even close. And then like you kind of break it down, it just has a big, has like everything that map has.
Oh. And I think the bigger issue too is the fact that you look at something like Goose Goose Duck, which is free to play, and they took all the quality of life things, added it to Among Us, added their own things, and changed the formula still. It's like pretty similar, but they still did something different. Fortnite did not do anything.
Well, and like this really is something you expect from like a mobile company that is making a free to play, just trying to cash in on the thing. Not Epic Games, a $1 billion company that has a shit ton of money and resources
and is
to
currently
actually, one, if they wanted to, work with InnerSloth.
Well, and they're currently suing Apple. They have that whole legal battle right now because of Apple screwing over the little guys.
Yeah.
As Epic then shamelessly. And the funny thing too though is when it first came out, I was getting asked like, why would Fortnite make this? Like, didn't they do it? And I was like, why did Fortnite make a battle royale? Fortnite was a PvE cooperative, like
zombie
game. And then PUBG was popular and they're like, oh, let's try our own. And then that became popular. And then Among Us was popular. Like, hey, let's make our own. The difference though is one, people are all up in arms about this. Fair. And I think it's more deserved than when they made their battle royale, because Fortnite at its core, the reason people also flocked to it was it had a spin.
You crank the 90s.
The elevator pitch was different. Yeah, it's like a battle royale, but everything's destructible and you can build in whatever your own basis. And that was a pretty drastic thing. Like, and it helped that that was just already in their game. But this one, none of the quality of life stuff really you expected that's changed was there. Less customizability. And it's just like one for one. The only difference is if you're a ghost, you can't do tasks anymore. If you're the crewmate or whatever the fudge they're calling it, agents, you all have a shared task. You don't have like a certain list of tasks that you just have to get done with. Everyone shares a pool. And then you get done with one, it just gives you another. And
if you're an imposter, you can do said task to make it look like you are a person, which I kind of liked.
Yeah.
If you do complete it, though, it does go towards the bar of the completion for the crewmates.
So that was really agents. That was really the only difference, but that's a pretty minor difference in the scale of it. All that said, I had fun, but I can understand completely. Like, and I think if somebody else had done this, it also wouldn't be as egregious, but it's the fact that it's Epic Games with Fortnite doing it
with the resources all they have,
all the resources, not even like reaching out to the Among Us devs before
and being like, hey, like, and InnerSloth could almost be like, yeah, we could get Fortnite Among Us skins in there, we can make a whole thing out of it.
Yeah, like, they could have had like the space people from Among Us in Fortnite, and then maybe like a Jonesy skin or like they could have done something to, but instead
shameless
they did what they did.
They chose the shameless route.
Yeah, so it's been a very hot topic. Personally, I think it was a little lame of them to do it without even reaching out. And then I think on top of that, the fact that they didn't change it up that much.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it was like they really didn't try to like drastically make it that much different. I do like the tasks though. They're always fun, and like I like seeing Master Chief run around with food, you know.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
But to be fair, another good thing they had, though, was immediately having, for people that don't have, like, voice comms, being able to go into the settings and then being so specific. Like, I saw this player at this player, and that's why, like, that part was really cool. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a very hotbed issue.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start.
But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Epic has the resources to do something with Innersloth, you know?
Or even just, indie devs. Yeah, they didn't have to do something. But at the very least, be like, hey, we're doing this. We really like your game. I don't know. I think, it's also just because it's this developer.
Yeah.
Like, somebody so big doing it.
Well, it was funny. When we were playing it, I was like, man, if we played Gartic Phone after this, it would be Fortnite X Among Us the entire time.
Yeah. We always joked about it, but little did we know.
It's here.
It happened. It's here. So that was something that happened. Call of Duty Vanguard was revealed this week, the new Call of Duty.
I saw it's like World War II or like old style war, right?
We're going World War II. The reveal in Warzone. I was like, all right, time to see. Like, are they stepping up? Are we going to have another? Like, are they getting closer to Fortnite level events? No. But it was cool.
What was the event? I didn't see it.
So everybody loaded into Warzone in a lobby. You had to like prep these train tracks with like dynamite, whatever, and this train comes. And so the whole match, you're all trying to destroy the turrets and then the trains on the car as it goes through the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then airplanes show up. It's kind of like the last time. And the airplanes show up and like it's like, run! And then you ran, and then it just showed the trailer. It wasn't bad, but it's still not quite like Fortnite levels. It was one of those, here's a lot of cinematic.
Yeah.
And just some of the gameplay.
Kind of like paint the picture where we're
going to go. Yeah. Like, there's like little snippets of gameplay here and there without HUD or anything. But like, I'd rather you just be like, yo, here it is. Here's some gameplay.
Yeah.
Because like, at this point, I was reading an interesting thing about it too, that like cinematics at this point for gamers don't do what they used to do. It's just like an expensive show that doesn't tell anything anymore, because like 10, 15 years ago, if you had like a really cool cinematic to go with your video game, that was really cool. And it showed you have like money and this is a big deal and this is happening. But nowadays, everyone and their mom has it, and we've always been burnt by cinematics. It's like, okay, whatever. But what's the game look like? And so we'll see. They mentioned afterwards, I guess there's like a little interview or something, that the multiplayer will have I think 16 6v6 maps to start and 6 2v2 maps or something, which is way better because like Cold War and like Modern Warfare released with like 8. It was ridiculous. So it's nice to hear there's going to be more maps to boot. And then
interesting. Is Warzone still going to be like Warzone though? Like, is that?
I assume
like,
they're going to do the same thing they did with Cold War, like throw the weapons in or something. I have no idea. And apparently, I mean, I haven't played close attention to Warzone, but I guess they've kind of like completely neglected Modern Warfare's weapons in there, which people are kind of upset about. So I don't know. We'll see how they do that.
Yeah.
But they're doing an interesting thing with multiplayer where they're going to let you set almost like a preference for your matchmaking. So you can either set it to like realistic to where you'll find lobbies with less people. And it's for slower gameplay. Like it's called tactical, I think. So it's like less people. So instead of 6v6, it might just be 3v3 on the same maps. You can do regular, which will just be regular searching 6v6. Or you can do chaos, which will be more players than intended on the map for faster gameplay. So it'll be interesting. Cool. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what. But like that at least gives people some agency and like, hey, you know, I prefer. Because like, for instance, when I was grinding Modern Warfare for camos, I was just waiting for shipment. I was like, give me shipment because
that's all I need.
I need chaos. And that's so like if somebody's looking for chaos or that's how they enjoy playing the game, they can do that if you want a standard. Or maybe that plays a little too fast for you. You go tag. I don't know. It's a cool thing they're doing. I'll wait to see more details.
See if you can even play it.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to get my account back still. For those that didn't know, my whole entire Call of Duty account is just gone. There's hundreds of hours for Damascus gone.
So they're figuring it out for you, though?
Yeah, Bless got me in contact with somebody and they're trying, so we'll see.
That's good.
It'd be nice, you know, hundreds of dollars of microtransactions.
You have to like provide proof that like you had those skins, or like I'm sure they could see that.
I literally gave him a video. I was like, look, this is my name. You can see, like, if you need proof, I have like 100 Modern Warfare videos. And it's very clear, like, hello? I'm hoping that.
And like, back. You should still have those skins technically in Warzone, right? Like,
yeah, but I have nothing.
Sag.
It's very sad. Unlike the Pokemon Direct.
I watched a little bit of it, actually, just for Unite specifically.
Yeah, they announced.
No news on Zapdos. Feels bad.
Yeah, sad. They announced Mamoswine and Sylveon are coming, though, eventually, which is cool because Mamoswine doesn't get that much love.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. But the sad thing is, still, no word on Blastoise. What are they doing to my boy? Justice for Blastoise.
Tutorial.
Yeah. Like, we're waiting on him. I wish they were like, hey, Mamoswine and Sylveon are coming, and Blastoise is out today. Now, granted, Blissey came out like that day, so maybe Blissey should have come out like a week earlier or something. But my point still stands. Where's my boy Blastoise? Yeah. And where's the nerf to Zapdos? Because like that's seriously. Like literally that's killed it for me. Like the longevity of Unite for me is completely dependent
on
what they do by Zapdos, because games just don't even feel like they matter anymore. Like it all comes down to coin flips almost.
I think I played 10 games with Bless and Shark and we went 2-8. And I would say out of 9 of those 10 games, Zapdos was the defining kind of thing. Like it all came down to Zapdos.
Slime.
Which is their intention, because they want people to kind of like, oh, like not give up. Like,
I mean, get it, but it's too drastic. There should be a comeback mechanic, but there shouldn't be it doesn't matter how bad you played. As long as you get Zapdos, you can win. It should be like hey, if you're still kind of hanging in it or you guys are behind, you can still catch up. But it's not like you might as well have AFK'd. And here you go.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing, though. But in the rest of the Direct, they showed off new footage and trailer of Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Or it's Shining... I think it's right.
Yeah, I think so. Weird names.
Yeah. Chibi Style is still whatever. I'm not crazy about it, but it was cool. It was cool seeing it, because Blue and I are currently playing through Diamond and Pearl. And it's been like over a decade since I've played Gen 4. So I think it made it different, because suddenly I'm like, wait, I recognize that. We were just there here. Like, wait a second. Whoa. So that was cool. The fact that Pokemon follow you, cool. Miss that. It looks
they don't
like
follow you in Pearl and Diamond.
Oh, it was only Heart Gold and it was what? Gold where you had Pikachu. Heart Gold and Soul Silver. That might be it.
I guess Sword and Shield.
They.
Do you not have a Pokemon follow you in Sword and Shield? Or you do in Pokemon Eevee though?
Right? Let's play or Let's Go. Yeah. And there might be one more. Maybe Crystal, but I think I might be making that up.
Hey, you Pikachu for the N64?
So they showed that stuff off. Graphics look like they've improved a little bit. And when you're in battle, the battle scenes look so cool. I wish the whole game looked like that. But I understand they're going for a certain feel or whatever. Yeah. It's a little lame. It seems like Battle Frontier's not coming back still. What the fudge? We're only getting the Battle Tower. Nobody cares about the Battle Tower that much, dude. Give me the Battle Frontier, okay? My God, but, you know, whatever. And then it looks like there's, like, an updated underground thing they're doing that kind of looks like the wild area in Sword and Shield, so that's cool that they're changing that up. But no competitive. There's no battles, as far as I'm aware. Like they said, competitive Pokemon won't be in Diamond and Pearl.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how all that plays out. But that was took a backseat to me. I mean, I kind of just know what to expect for that. But they showed another trailer for Legends Arceus or whatever. And it looked a lot better than the first trailer they showed. And I made a tweet saying, like, this was a lot better. This is what they should have shown us first. Because it's going back, it still looks like the original trailer they showed us was like the pitch video they did for the game.
Yeah,
when
this should have been
it.
The announcement. Like, people would be going ape.
Now, graphically, it's still not perfect. Especially, like, the world itself.
I think someone's pulled up, like, the old Elder Scrolls game and, like, kind of compared them. And it was, like,
unlike
pretty.
Yeah.
It was, like, the third Elder Scrolls or something like that.
But for me, the biggest part was graphics can be decent and I'll be all right. The game needs to be good. And finally, it showed us meat and potatoes. Because, like, in the original trailer, they showed us, like, nothing. They showed us a barren town.
Yeah, other than
felt
like creeping around. Like,
yeah, and so it felt like it was just a really barren game. But this time they showed more. They showed cities. They showed NPCs, quests, dialogue. Like there's more to it. And then they showed battles. And there's a new battle system, which is interesting, that we don't know all the details about. But now there's like turn order. So depending on how fast you are, you might have more turns. Like stat distribution might be a little bit different. And there's like quests. And for the Pokedex specifically, it's like it's not just about catching a Pokemon. It's about learning about it. So there's like a little screenshot like, with each Pokemon, you have to like fill out like use Quick Attack 10 times. Use this thing with each Pokemon to like complete their Pokedex, whatever, which is interesting. New forms, which is sick. New Hisui form. I don't know how to say the new region. But there's a new Growlithe, which looks sick. And his Arcanine is going to be even sicker. Stantler finally got an evolution. Weirdeer, that psychic type, finally getting the justice Stantler deserved. Basculin got this sick evolution. Never thought I'd say that before. Because Basculin's like, what? And then new what the fudge? Not Noibat. Whatever the fudge. The evolution of that is. Blah, blah, blah. They showed a lot of stuff. And it showed that there's a lot more to it. And it's definitely improved. And that's why I wish this is what
January,
we saw first.
Right?
But yeah, it still comes out in January. So it'll be interesting. I mean,
it's really soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping it does well, and that again, like, I'm just hoping that they can change the formula and it do well to realize, hey, we can keep doing this.
Yeah.
Now there appear to be online components, at the very least trading. So I don't know if there's going to be like battles, especially with how the battle system has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears that competitive Pokemon, which I'm sure not many people care about, but the like the VGC is going to stay in Sword and Shield, which is kind of a bummer. I was hoping it would, like, you know, move on or whatever.
Yeah.
But Legends Arceus looks a lot cooler, and I'm more excited for it than I was I'm still cautious because I've been burnt too many times. But it's definitely a step up. Yeah. And like, I'm willing to admit that, hey, I didn't think it looked that good before. And it looks pretty good now. I was wrong. Yeah. And now they've turned it around.
It has what you need right now.
We'll see.
Now.
Yeah. But you even said something about it, didn't you?
Oh, I mean, it looks... I'll try it out. Ever since Unite, I've been giving Pokemon a little bit more of a shot. But like... Here's my thing. Like, I'm a Pokemon casual. Like, I Gen 1 through kind of 3, and that's kind of it for me. So, like, I saw Cyndaquil, and I was like, I'm in. Like,
all right. That's all I need.
Yeah. Who are you going to pick? Rowlet? Or
either Rowlet or Cyndaquil. I don't care about Popplio. I'm sorry, Popplio.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
It is what it
sorry, Popplio fans. We didn't...
I don't mean it like that, but I kind of do. Or is it even named Popplio? Exactly. That's like, I just don't even care about it. Let me see.
Is there any else thing we want to touch on before I jumped into Patreon?
Oh, yeah. Popplio is from Sun and Moon. That's what I thought. It's the devolved form of Oshawott. Oh, no. It is Oshawott.
Yo, fuck? I saw somebody post on Reddit. They got like... They got your favorite Pokemon, Blue's favorite Pokemon, and Bellsprout all in like their Nuzlocke opening three Pokemon. I was like, it's probably set up, but I respect it.
That's a little sus. I mean, the odds of that, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why like I was really thinking about the odds of that.
Pretty rare.
Like, not only are you a fan of us in the first place, the odds of that are astronomical.
But if it did happen, good for you.
Yeah, that is insane.
Better pick Krogunk.
And those odds get me hard. Let me see on the questions here. So Blue's not here, so we're not going to be able to answer.
We can try some Final Fantasy stuff, you know.
Yeah, maybe we will attempt some Final Fantasy questions. You know, maybe we'll give some of our knowledge. Classy says, so I know you guys have seen Haikyuu, but have you seen the anime scene Kuroko no Basket? It's a basketball anime.
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching an anime on basketball. I just think sports animes are just something I don't think I'll ever.
I thought so too, dude. Watch Haikyuu. Pretty sick.
That's the volleyball one, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't. And I was like,
why would I ever watch an anime about volleyball? And then I'm over there like, sa, 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 can't go. Like, yeah, watch out for the iron wall. That's my libero, you know?
That's my libero. Oh man,
that's what that felt like.
Riles asks, Fruit and Rob, record predictions for the Jags and Pats. He says he has the Jags going 4-13. Says the offense looks good. Also, no Tim Tebow got cut.
Oh, that's what I was gonna write down. Yeah, Tim Tebow.
Oh, is that what it was,
dude? I ain't sad about it. Like,
oh no, did you see him try and do that block?
Yeah, there's two of them. I don't know if he's on both the clips. Like,
yeah,
just
all right, Tim.
You tried, wait. Yeah.
Hey, Proverbs 7:7. You know, you tried, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to know when to quit.
Yeah.
That was Jesus.
And then he says he has the Pats going 8-9 with key defensive pieces missing. I think we're 10-7. I think that's what you can be, right?
Oh, cuz now there's 18, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5-12 Jags.
Okay.
I don't have my hopes up, gonna be honest.
I wonder what their over under is. I think it might be at 5.
I'm still sticking with my boy Rodgers, although we hate the Packers. We're pissed.
Yeah. He's like, I saw 2 days ago, Rodgers was like, I like this wide receiver we got going. Like, he's a good kid. He like works hard. He's a good dude.
Can't wait to see him.
2 days later, Packers cut him. and then he got like picked up by the Bills or something like that. And then a journalist today was like, basically, because Rodgers in the interview was like, I can't wait to see what this kid does. Like, and then the Packers cut him. And then the next day, a journalist was like, hey, Rodgers, what can you say about what do you think he's going to do in Buffalo now? And then he was like, man, like, come on, dude. Slots asks, at Mr. Fruit, do you have a picture of Joey's butt saved on your phone?
Maybe not.
No. Yeah, we no. That's erased from our heads.
Yeah, it's gone. Never existed.
Milkman, I start my freshman year of college in a week, and tips from experience I can use while I'm at college. I like to forget about that time in my life, dude. I've officially, I'm not kidding you, I've officially paid off every loan, Perkins loan, everything I can. Like, that part of my life is gone now. And I can officially close it, dude. I saw what my cumulative GPA was while I was in college, and it was, like, embarrassing. And, like, it brought me back to how just sad, depressed, and lost and scared I was at that point in my life, and it sucked. And now that I'm finally paid up and everything, I can finally close that shit. Don't mean to scare you going into college.
So don't take his advice.
Yeah, don't take my advice.
Yeah, you because you kind of talked to the wrong, like, I hated college. You talked to the wrong people.
Yeah.
Well, I hated the school part. It was, the social part was fun.
The social part was great.
Dorms, meeting, like, hopefully people. Hopefully freshman year you do dorms. It's an experience I think everyone going to college should take. If you're, like,
for sure.
If you're entering the age.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if you're going to college later in your life, that's fine. Dorms probably aren't going to be the thing for you. Like, if you're older, 20s, 30s, whatever, 40s, yeah, whatever, you go to college. But enjoy that experience, that meet as many people as you can. Odds are, too, the world, you know, it is going to change a whole bunch, because how you've grown up and stuff, you're going to see a lot of different traditions, walks of life, people, yeah, ideas, all this kind of stuff. So take it all in. Enjoy the food. That was one of my highlights. And
go to class. If I can stress anything because of how stupid I was and just how, like, carefree I was and just, well, whatever happens, happens, you know? Go to class. Just do it. It sucks. Just go.
I didn't realize
I'm terribly embarrassed. Like,
I had to put that part there.
Yeah, that's go to the class.
Thing. Yeah, you are paying, or your parents, or whoever,
I pay $27,000, okay? I will tell you, I pay $27,000, which is honestly not that much in the grand scheme of things in student loans. There are people out there that have way more than that, and I'm bitching about $27,000. I'd pay $27,000 to do nothing in college, yeah, okay?
You don't want to pay $27,000 to not go to class.
Exactly.
Like, you owe it to yourself, you might as well.
Absolutely.
And depending on how you deal with school, for instance, like, for me, literally, as long as you showed up to class, at the very least, you're getting, like, an 80% or, like, a 70%, depending on the class. Like, literally, just show up, pay half attention, you should be all right. At least, especially in the lower, like, because I think this is part of the problem, too. The first year or two of college can be really hard for people because you went to college and you're like, I want to do this. But for the first 2 years, you have to do all these core classes that they require that have nothing to do with what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
and
I think
that's to weed out the guys like me who aren't cut for college and can't specifically do that kind of stuff.
But once you get further into your major, if you have one that you're excited about, like, it becomes a lot more focused and interesting.
Yeah.
And you'll want to apply yourself more. Yeah. But yeah, I would just say get out as much as you can. Even as, like, a reserve person for myself, I tried to get out there, and I'm glad I did. Nice meeting people. I met my wife. Yeah.
I met my wife, who I'm going to marry at some point. You know.
And it's really hard because if you know what you want to do and you're going in for it, then you're ahead of a lot of people.
Yeah.
That was my problem. So just take a day at a time. Go to class. Do your work. Like I said, like, when you look back, if you didn't, you'll regret it. Like, you don't want to spend all this time and money to not do it.
Yeah.
Get what you need to get done and then enjoy the rest.
Yeah. If it wasn't, but the way I kind of think about it too is, like, if I didn't go to college, if I didn't go to CSU, I technically would have never recorded that video with Mr. Fruit and stuff like that. So the dream team and all that kind of stuff technically would never happen. Mr. Fruit probably still makes his channel and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if I ever do that kind of stuff. So I did go to college to kind of figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So it kind of worked out. That's what I tell myself. What's the next question here? The Dick says, hey guys, longtime listener, and just decided to subscribe to the Patreon to support one of my favorite podcasts. I'd also wanted to share my opinion on the Green Knight, which I forgot to touch on that.
Reddit post. Boy.
I don't know if you read that.
Had a whole Reddit thing about it.
Which I actually enjoyed a lot. I think I enjoyed it more because I read a lot of the adaptations of the original poem when I was younger, so I felt it was more connected to what the little story there is. However, I don't think the movie is that good for a lot of the same reasons Mr. Fruit gave. I totally understand why a lot of people really don't like it, including the friends I went to see it with in the theaters. If anyone listening wants more laid back, less pretentious, really fun movie to watch in theaters, just watch the new Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so I forgot to bring that up. Someone made like a Reddit post, for instance, that was like sad about, you know, my thoughts on Green Knight. And they made some great points. And honestly, they did change my opinion on the movie. But the problem still remains the same. His entire argument, or like what he was wording, was the fact that he knew he'd read this poem, whatever, beforehand. He knew this was about King Arthur.
You needed a lore, like...
Yeah, he knew that it was King Arthur and the Round Table at the beginning. And there was Merlin. They don't say... You're just expected to kind of know that or interpret that. Never happened. So like the sword he gives... Dave Patel
it's
is
almost
Excalibur.
Like there was a game before this game, like movie that it, like almost yeah. like Kingdom Hearts game, like this was Kingdom Hearts 3 and before Kingdom Hearts 3 there's 9 different little games or something that you had to have played,
but it goes through, and then like all the sequences of the movie are supposed to be periods where Dave Patel is facing a certain trial that is a characteristic of what a knight would be, because he wants to become a knight, and can he pass or fail, and all this kind of stuff. And it kind of puts it into perspective. And I was like, you know what? If I had known that first time watching, I would have come out with a different perspective. Even knowing it after I watched it has changed my perspective on it somewhat. But my problem still remains, 90% of the people going to watch it aren't going to know that. The movie doesn't tell them any of that. And so they're like, what did I just watch? Yeah. And a lot of the people aren't going to bother to go look it up. Even I looked it up and found conflicting things. Yeah, so it goes both ways. It did what it wanted to do really well, but it made a lot of assumptions about what the viewer wanted or was going to know.
Yeah.
And I think that is my biggest problem with the movie.
The Mythical T asks, have you guys ever thought about playing Monster Hunter World? It's really fun. Giant birds, oversized weapons. Also, would love to see some Hollow Knight content. The game is a gem. Uh-huh. Really want to see Fruit try the Path of Pain. I don't have time to play that. Like that, and the menus are scary.
It is. There's a lot. Kind of same thing. Gameplay loop just isn't really my thing. And yeah, I just don't really. Rob and I were talking about it too. We don't really play games outside of recording outside much of, or streaming.
Yeah. Unless it's with my high school friends who make me play stupid shit like PUBG on the console. Like, why are you guys still playing that, man? Like, what are you doing? Like, there's so many better games out there, please. Not Blue Wheat Loaf. What has been your favorite and least favorite Nicolas Cage performance? His movies are usually hit or miss, so I'm interested to see your opinions.
I want to go see that pig movie.
Nicolas Cage. You know what one of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies is? Kick Ass, right? If that's what it's called, right?
Oh, yeah. I would say that or Gone in 60 Seconds.
I've never seen Gone in 60 Seconds.
It's a good one.
Worst movie? Okay, Sydney and I got in this huge debate about, this was like weeks ago, about, what's a movie? National Treasure. And she was like, God, I used to love this movie. And I was like, yeah, but it's just a little far-fetched. Like, this would never really ever happen. And she goes, what do you mean, Robert? It's just a story. Like, this is just someone's story. And I go, yeah, but that doesn't mean a story can't be far-fetched. And she goes, what do you mean? You're just nitpicking a movie. And it's just a story. It's not that deep. And I go, well, I just don't think it's realistic that he would go in and steal the Declaration of Independence. Like, that's not going to ever happen. So that is far-fetched. And she goes, that might be far-fetched to you, but not in somebody who wrote the story. And I was like, wait, what? Like, so, and then she'll always be like watching movies and it'll be like Fast and Furious or something like that, which is a far-fetched movie. And when it's like, this is an example, car like goes from one hotel to the other and like clears the gap, she'll be like in the movie going, yeah, right. Or so like, or we'll be watching like the Looney Tunes Space Jam movie and like Wile E. Coyote scores 900 points and she'll go like, yeah, right. And I'll be like, oh, that's where you cut it off, is when Wile E. Coyote scores 900 points, not the fact that we're in Looney Tunes world and all this kind of stuff.
So, yeah, I think with every story and movie, there's always a certain amount of disbelief you have to suspend.
And that's what I said. I was like, I can't suspend my disbelief for this movie anymore. Like, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. Al Bull asks a question for Blue. Well, question for you, Fruit. Have you ever gone back to done post-story content for previous expansions, such as the Relic or Anima weapons for Eureka? Love the content. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Yeah, the Anima weapons had me going like, Eureka, you know? So I went back to Eureka for that Eureka moment. And it was when I was parsing the E17 that I realized...
Oh, I thought it was E14.
No, but so in post, after the release and Heavensward... with Endwalkers 17. So you go to do E17 and I realized I wasn't there for the Animo. I was there for the friends I made along the way.
Okay. Well, this will actually continue into what you're saying, because Witzel for Mr. Fruit, do you think there will be a new subclass in the Witch Queen? Oh, I thought this was a new subclass. This is Destiny.
Well, it finally...
Do you think there's going to be a new subclass in the Witch Queen? Also, this is for everyone. What's the favorite Dream Team video you've ever filmed?
As far as subclass, there might be like a new tree or something, but they're not adding a whole new class. They are still trying to figure out what the fudge they're doing with stasis. So if they added another one on top of that, what the fudge? I think it'd just be a mess. I wouldn't mind like a new tree for each one, or that's probably too much to ask. Just a new tree for something. But that would be cool. And then
our favorite form of content, I don't know. I like the one where Mr. Fruit's the one that just comes to mind is when Mr. Fruit's audio was gone in a video, and I had to do the sound effects for a part or something like that.
My favorite. No way I'd be able to pick a favorite, but.
Because I also just like think like recently too. Like I can't think of like the most fun.
I'm trying to.
I thought the Olympics were cool for what it was until it turned into this whole different thing. Come on, just.
No, maybe like the first session of TTT.
That's a good one.
Those first batches, like we realized we had some and how much fun we were having.
Yeah. Ricardo the Heart says, inspired by the Pokemon present reveal, what is your guys' favorite regional form in Pokemon? The fuck does that mean?
Look up Pokemon regional forms.
Oh, is that like the Growlithe that like looked a certain
way? Yeah, and like in Pokemon Unite you have Alolan, Ninetales, and Vulpix.
Okay. I like the Arcanine Alolan version, I think. Whatever that one. It looks like a dragon kinda, like clouds and stuff. What? Or no?
There's not an Alolan Arcanine.
Oh, then that must have been fan art then.
Yeah, it was probably fan art.
Oh, because it looked really cool. It looked almost like dragon. Like the clouds were like a dragon kind of thing. It looked sweet.
Well, that's what people are predicting it'll look like. My favorite would probably be Alolan Marowak. Sick.
It is cool. I do know what that one looks like. Moonpie asks, how hyped are you for Endwalker right now? Pearl comes out the same day as Endwalker, so I'm gonna have to figure out what I'm doing that day. Yeah,
so hard. I guess I'll have to let Pearl wait.
Oh, dude, we forgot to talk about this. What? Thank God this question came up. The Counselor, what are your thoughts on the new Star Wars anime coming to Disney Plus?
Oh yeah,
fire! Yeah, cannot wait.
Yes,
give me inject that in me. Like, give me more of that. I even watched like the trailer where it was like a dubbed version in Japanese and it was even better. Like,
yeah, I'll have to watch that in Japanese. Hey, subs, let's get it.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So I'm gonna watch. Is he? And now when you say, do you watch sub or dub in that? How do you answer? Because sub would be.
Was how it was made. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, you know.
Eastern.
Because it's dubbed. I don't know.
But
yes,
sick.
Very sick. Cannot wait. Tinkets asks, longtime fan. I love you, the three of you, especially Rob. Your rage reminds me of my own and makes the workday faster with some laughs. I never hear you guys talk about Monster Hunter. Okay, so I'm curious about your thoughts on Monster Hunter Series Rise. I don't know. I'm never playing Monster Hunter ever. Like, I'm never playing it ever.
Yeah, it's never going to be my rotation.
Yeah. Mew asks, if two people are playing chess and one is a mind reader, but the other can see into the future, who would win and why? It'd be a stalemate. Every game would just be a stalemate. Right? Mind reader, and one can see into the future.
Well, he could read what he's going to do in the future. But then he's not looking in the future if it's a different.
It's just going to be a stalemate. Because whoever is in the future knows he can't win. And so instead of just being in a never-ending cycle, he would choose a stalemate, is my answer.
Yeah, I think they just cancel each other out. No one would make a move.
Trayborn, after hearing Fruit's hot take on the Green Knight, are there any video games that had so much hype around it but didn't click with you? No, every game that kind of sucks, I feel like sucks. You know, there's never been a game that like everybody likes that I just didn't like, honestly. That didn't like.
Brink for me back in the day. Sounds.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny? Watch this. I'm going to answer the phone and my dad is going to be like, and whisper. Hey, Dad, I'm doing the podcast. Can I call you back?
I'm sorry, sorry.
Oh, sorry, so sorry.
Like, as if, like, if I...
That's so
funny. Oh, yeah, oh, sorry, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did.
Oh, they could all hear me. Like,
So I put him on speaker so they
could hear. Well, to be fair, you so, put him... Yeah. Yeah. He was on speaker.
That's just funny. Yeah, but not really, like... He says for him it was the Soul series. Oh, Soulborne series. I don't know. A lot of people liked Battlefield when it was out, and I didn't really like Battlefield, I guess, is one I can think of. Did you answer? Yeah.
Brink.
Okay. Crystal asks, if you could switch lives with any of the OG Dream Team extended members, who would it be and why? If you could switch lives. She says she would switch to me because then she would just pet Max all day. We said this. We'd switch with Arios just to see what he does in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Arios. True.
Lil Risque says, have you guys seen the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan? Thoughts on the issues? An opinion on how our government handled it all? I mean, it's a place we should have been in the first place 20 years ago. So, I mean, I don't know.
It's sad, but I think there was a good quote or whatever. I'm not sure if Biden made it or anyone, but it's a good point. Like, why are we going to be over there trying to fight a war that they won't even fight themselves?
Yeah. But save every refugee you can, save anybody that helped us. That is something that needs to happen for sure.
I mean, it always could have been handled better and stuff, but
yeah. And it's like, incredibly sad. The pictures of those people is it's heartbreaking. Those kids and the women and children, man, it's sad. Estra asks, if you all had some kind of injury that prevented you from doing a job or career you planned on doing in high school, what would you have all done?
I wouldn't have opposable thumbs. I wanted to be a YouTuber.
I don't know what I would be doing, and that's why every day I'm thankful that I'm in this situation and position that I am in. Because I truly don't know, and that freaks me out. Sharkboy asks, what are some of the least favorite or most annoying video game enemies to fight?
The least or most annoying?
Least or most.
Least annoying would be...
Your least favorite or most annoying video game. Okay. I guess the Dance Water Dance guy in Kingdom Hearts 2. I hate that guy a lot. Is it Demnis? I think his name is. Demix? Yeah, I think it's Demix. The little flying eyeballs were annoying in God of War too. I didn't like those.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I'll say a Metapod. when I was playing Red and Blue way back in the day, and I would try and fight the bugs and then just keep hardening. I'd be like, what do I do?
Little Johnny Boy, for fruit, which pair of Pokemon was the toughest to see go down in the Soul Link? That might be spoilers, though, so.
Yeah. I don't.
We're not comfortable answering that.
Yeah, might just be too many people not caught up.
Sky Cleaner, this is for three of you. When is Pets merch coming out? Take my money. I don't know. Like, Pets can wear the merch? Or
yeah,
pictures of our pets?
Yeah, Pets. Like, merch Pets can wear.
Oh, I have no idea.
Probably never.
Yeah.
Not a big market for that. And, yeah, and
I don't put my pet in clothes.
Yeah, like, I also Sydney don't puts, like to... Yeah, Claire puts clothes on mine. I'm like, you're torturing
yeah, like,
me.
Like she put like a bandana on Max one day and he hated it. And she was like, I just want a picture, all right? Like, Oko, if you had to teach a class on any subject, not specifically academic, could literally be anything, what would it be? It'd have to be something I have like knowledge on. I don't know.
The rise and fall of the Jedi Order.
OBS 101. I'll teach you how to use OBS. That's apparently, I think, all I do now.
Are you going to pull that up? Okay. Now you're going to click start streaming. Okay.
Good luck.
That'll be $27,000.
Yes. for real. Blemish asks, if you have an exotic animals as pets, were common, which one, what animal would you have? Like not illegal or anything, and let's say you have the kind of perfect world. I have like a hippo.
Gorilla.
I think having a hippo would be sick.
That would be. I'd go for gorilla.
Like little baby Matt, you know, like little baby hippo just chilling right here. Yeah. And then like when it's
I'm pretty sure
hippo,
a baby
like,
hippo is bigger than that.
You don't think like I could hold baby hippo like this? Let's see, baby hippo. Yeah. Let's see. Weight of baby hippo.
50 and 110 pounds.
So 60 to 100. Okay, so come here, cutie pie. Come on.
Okay, it looks like right after birth you'd be able to. Yeah, there are pictures. It looks like you could. Like brand new little like this little pygmy hippo.
Give me one of those.
I'm on it. I'm flying it out to you right now.
Angel, what is your favorite Halo weapon combo and favorite game mode? BR sniper.
Like, dude, what the fudge? That was my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably be BR sniper or sniper rockets if I'm a total degen.
My favorite game mode? Probably clay shooting. That one that was on that you'd be on a Gauss Warthog and
oh yeah.
People would like go flying across the map and would like and you'd have like 2 minutes to kill them where they won that round.
Fiesta.
Nerdabee, longtime viewer, first time Patreon supporter. My question is, if money was no object, would you rather live in a secluded island or massive livable space station orbiting Earth? The extended Dream Team members will be included as well.
Island.
Yeah, I guess
would
like,
feel claustrophobic in space.
Yeah, I was like, but you wouldn't feel claustrophobic on an island?
No. Because I knew if I wanted to, I could go swim, you know? And like, yeah, it'd be hard. But first off, there's a way people could, you know, come or whatever. But space station, I ain't going out there.
I hate both the options. Like, I guess space station, though. Because like...
On an island, I would actually have weather and the sun and wind.
Chaz asks, Mr. Fruit, how is the back?
I don't know. Well,
has your trainer helped at all with things? So there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah. Trainer.
Chaz is your trainer.
he's not a physical therapist, so there's only so much he can do to help me, and he can't really like prescribe any sort of treatments or anything. He always has to say like, "Well, I would do this, but it's not medical advice." but I already knew physical therapy, exercise, and stuff, and. They help as much as they can.
Reacher asks, what is your least favorite food? For me, it's sprouts.
Onions.
I mean, onion. that comes to my head as fast as I can, like broccoli. Any vegetable.
Onions or nuts?
Anything you'll find in steamed vegetables.
Anything that's good for you.
Cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus, all that kind of stuff. And then last question from Fire Rasengan. Says, presuming that technology is available, and it's, thank you, and it is possible to make it, what planet would you like to visit and explore? I'd like to go to Jupiter. To get more stupider. Jupiter for sure. Because it's just like the biggest one, right?
Oh, that'd be Saturn, I think.
I think Jupiter's bigger than Saturn.
Yeah, you might. I actually, this goes back to whatever I learned about. I know so much about space, but I can't remember the size of.
Well, I don't think you can even visit Jupiter because I think it's technically just gas. Like, if you physically tried to land on Mars, I think you would first of all be crushed to death. If you land on Jupiter, you'd be crushed to death. And then you wouldn't even be able to land. You just kind of go straight through it because it's gas, I believe. That's all it is.
It is a gas giant. I don't know. I'd go to Uranus. Got him.
And that'll do it for the podcast.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you guys all for listening to 97. Blue should be back next week.
Thanks for listening, watching. Thanks for the supporters on Patreon and the supporters in general. We love you all.
Thank you for watching, Stans. We love you.
That's the episode. Thanks for watching and listening. Deuces.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.